interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Can you believe that we are coming to a close in the month of August? I swear, it's as if time goes even faster these days. And that means that you have the opportunity, though, to join us all month long in September to network, ladies. That's right. In addition to being a talk radio host and proud team member at White Glove Moving and Storage, yours truly is also the host of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, where we meet three times a month every month. You can sign up for all three, get an additional shout out on our very active Facebook group page with nearly 9,000 members. We call that a Chica Trio, but it's that first Tuesday of each month is at Tutto Fresco in Port St. Lucie, second Friday, Twisted Lime in Vero Beach, and the third Wednesday, we are back at Michelina's, there of US 1 in Stewart. So we hope that you'll consider joining us. If it doesn't work in your schedule for the month of September, perhaps you can join us at a later time. There's no annual overhead, no annual fees, just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. TCPremierWomen'sNetwork.com. And the power of networking is actually how I got the opportunity to meet the lovely lady who is in the studio with us today. Sherry Karen, Territory Executive with Republic Services, is a busy lady that is excited to now call Florida home. And I'm thrilled to have you here because for years I've been familiar with Republic Services and what they do as far as give back to the community and really focus on the power of recycling and how that makes a positive impact, not just here in Florida, but really throughout the world. And I, over the summer, had the opportunity to visit some family, my husband's side, out in Idaho, and Republic Services was huge there. I couldn't believe it. So I was excited when I got you on the show. I was like, Republic Services is so much bigger than I gave it credit for, isn't it, Sherry?
It really is. People don't understand how big Republic Services is. I think we're the second in the country.
Oh,
nationwide.
Really?
I think we're the second recycling services provider. We were really heavy on the environmental services side also in Florida, so we do a lot of that as well in addition to the trash. So there's so many different things that we can do.
Elaborate for us the environmental services side of things. What is that?
So environmental services is any kind of hazardous waste cleanup. Oh. We do a lot with like the storm cleanup, things like that.
Interesting.
Especially with the Gulf having all of the oil and gas industry in there, mm-hmm. like there's a lot of containment that sometimes has to take place. So that is also part of what we do. But my specific area is recycling.
So okay. Tell us more, darling.
So I'm a lead green associate, which means that, I love recycling. I always tell people, I'm like, I love trash, but I do love recycling probably a little bit more. Definitely, it's not just a word for me.
Okay.
So I live the recycling. I, reduce, reuse, recycle. And I do love that Republic Services gives me the opportunity to teach that for other people to understand the importance of recycling.
Well, and I've known for years, I've had the pleasure of serving with Keep Indian River Beautiful, Keep Martin Beautiful, all affiliates of Keep Florida Beautiful, which is, of course, a part of Keep America Beautiful. And they've done such a great job in trying to instill the power of personal responsibility. But from a corporate standpoint, from a business standpoint, even though you have to pay for recycling, you can actually be saving yourself a lot of money in the long run by doing so. Isn't that the case?
That is. And that's what I do a lot of education on in the community, is understanding that even though recycling is not a free service, I mean, it has not been free for a long time. I think people still have the misconception that recycling should be free. Unfortunately, it's not free to process and to put into use for other things. But even that, because of the volume that it takes out of your trash, it saves you money that way.
Mm.
So that's really what, for a business owner, when I'm going there and I'm taking a look at their trash, and I actually do a deep dive in their trash dumpster, like I take a look at what's in there.
And I'm so proud of my my team white gloves. She probably brings gloves everywhere she goes, by golly.
I do. I have a little camera that I can see down on the things I can't see. It's really fun. I love my job. But what it does is, you know, if somebody has a lot of boxes or if they have a lot of plastic bottles or, you know, maybe even a lot of styrofoam, there's so many things that can now be recycled that we have, you know, really as a company and as a country, we're making a lot of strides toward having a lot more recycling options for people. So it definitely is a way to reduce their trash volume, which then, of course, saves them money that way.
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah, really fun.
Now, in addition to you being able to come network with incredible leading ladies throughout the community at the Premier Women's Network, you're also active in other organizations. So what are some of the things that you and Republic are finding to really align in what services you provide throughout the Treasure Coast?
You mean as far as organizations?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we're pretty supportive of a lot of the, you know, we sponsor a lot of the chamber events. We, you know, we're, I don't know what level we are, but we are definitely really involved in giving back to the community and specifically in the Indian River County area.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's noticed all the new upgrades to the convenience centers. We've taken over those and we are giving a lot of resources to making sure those work better for people. So when people come, you know, you should have somebody that comes to your car that helps you decide which container things should go in. We have new compactors. We have new open tops. We have new pavement going in some of them, concrete. So there's a lot of investment being made into Indian River County for the residents.
Let's talk a little bit about those convenience centers, because we have a couple throughout Indian River County, and they have interesting hours. And there are things that really work well when you're going to a convenience center versus maybe a different resource, depending on what the items are. So give us a little education about them.
They do all to have a different hour. So you should definitely check and make sure that they're open on the day that you want to go and the hours, because they have to be able to close at certain times to be able to clean up what's there to get everything out of the way. You know, if you're bringing hazardous waste, you've got to have somebody be able to come in to get the hazardous waste picked up, all of those. So that's why the hours are like they are. We do have to close to be able to make sure things stay clean and safe for everybody that's coming on site.
That makes sense.
So, but there is a lot of different ways that you can bring things in. They're just for residents. So the residents can bring, you know, if they have paint, if they have boxes, if they have, you know, old household furniture, things like that. There is outlets for all of that at the convenience centers. And so, like I said, we have really been taking that seriously, getting those really up to snuff, I guess. So I love when I get good feedback about those, because I always take it back to my operations team and I'm like, oh, you're not going to believe what I heard today. Like, they were like praising up and down about the Oslo Convenience Center and talking about how great things are going. So they love the feedback.
Absolutely. Well, you know, everything, I feel like if you put your time and energy into it, you want it to be well received. And then when you get that pat on the back, it goes a long way.
It does. Yes.
And so, like, old household appliances, like refrigerators that have the
Freon.
Mm-hmm.
That I would have to check.
Right? I feel like maybe
I will have to find out for you, because I'm not the pro on the convenience centers. I just know.
I know from a moving perspective, you can't lay it down. Do not lay down a refrigerator, friends.
No,
that's what I do
not.
Do
not.
And
if you do need to dispose of it and it has to go to the landfill or things like that, you should have the Freon taken out by a licensed professional.
Aha. Uh-huh, look at
to
this.
To make sure that's safe.
See, when two ladies get together with microphones, these are things we talk about.
Trash.
Freon and trash. I love it. Let's just say a smaller office, they think that maybe they don't have the volume that they need, but they sit down, they do a consultation with you, and they realize, hey, maybe we had more volume than what we thought, versus a company of white glove moving and storage size. What are the steps in order for someone to just kind of get a sense of the commitment from a price standpoint, contract standpoint, any of those kind of things?
So I actually have a little handy dandy sheet. It's called the Blueprint Waste Assessment. It is something that Republic Services actually created, and it's like a step-by-step process for each business. So I actually go down through the checklist, and that way I don't miss anything. I remember to ask about everything. And it's just a nice, like, kind of way to make sure that we're taking care of everybody. the right way. Mm-hmm. And so say that there's a manufacturing company, they're going to have different needs than what an office is going to have, like you said.
Sure.
So you want to make sure that, you know, in an office, they think they don't have recycling. I bet you 90% of what they're doing is recycling. They just don't know it yet.
Uh-huh.
So it really is, you know, just kind of taking a look in the trash and being able to explain to them what things are. And that blueprint waste assessment plus my background and understanding recycling really is the difference.
And out of curiosity, how frequently is it based on the business, how frequently they get recycling picked up?
Yeah. It can be their volume. Mm. So we can go up to 3 times a week in,
oh, wow,
in the Indian River County area. So we have trash routes that run, or not trash, sorry, not trash routes, recycling routes. Oh my gosh. The recycling truck runs 3 times a week. So they're through here. And as that area grows and the recycling out grows, we're going to be able to do more than that.
And our show stems down into the neighboring county. So you can also help folks to the north in Brevard as well as St. Lucie County in your particular territory.
In Brevard, we have some areas that we can do trash service. Mm-hmm. In the Palm Bay market, we do the trash service for there, but we can also still do recycling. And then there is a lot of other areas that we do recycling in Brevard County. And then down into St. Lucie County, Fort Pierce, we do a lot of recycling work there, and they actually have some large containers there that we can take care of and all of that. So it just depends on the area, the market, what kind of waste you have.
But it's feasible. Now, if they want to get in touch with you, how do they find you, Sherry?
Do you want my phone number, or do you, how would you
like them to contact you?
They can call me. So my number is 772-538-9024. Or they can, you know, they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on there. So they can always message me that way. Lots of different ways. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always found it interesting. If you start young with the children, right, and you teach them about the power of recycling, I love seeing children now, like in having several weeks ago, just had the 4th of July weekend, you saw so many kids being very proactive about the recycling when there was large turnouts for the beach when they did the swim, or in the downtown where we hosted the parade, like children teaching parents and grandparents like, oh, this is what you do. And so it's inspiring to see that in so many ways, because if we don't put these practices into motion, then we're never going to, as a society, I know we've put some hard goals out there,
right,
for ways that our county in particular could do more recycling. And it starts with just the little things, and it builds.
Right.
And so that's pretty exciting. If you're just tuning in, we have Sherry Karen. She is our territory executive with Republic Services. And as we wrap up the month of August, we're just thinking of ways that we can shed a little light on ways that we could be just a touch more green, and how we could actually save some green by doing so, which is pretty exciting as a business. Of course, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, jump online to tcpremierwomensnetwork.com, and you can be a Chica Trio as we kick off some networking next week. And a special thank you as well to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. Home loans is all that they do, and they will love the opportunity to talk about what you need to get into the house of your dreams. Maybe you're upsizing, downsizing, perhaps you want to add to your investment portfolio, or build new with some land. They can help you with all of these things. Thank you so much to Shannon and Lucy with Union Home Mortgage. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Are you a therapist or a nurse seeking the multi-state compact license? In the state of Florida, these and many other industries require a Level 2 live scan background check for clearance to work in your industry. A1A Fingerprints is your certified live scan source from Broward to Brevard. And if you're a medical provider, you need to be registered on the ACA web portal. A1A Fingerprints will help you navigate and comply with the law. Call 772-494-6556 or visit a1afingerprints.com. A1A Fingerprints.
Welcome to Riverside Theater's Comedy Zone, where the comedy is wild, untamed, and downright hilarious. Hit the zone this Friday and Saturday night at 6:30 and 8:30 for the Treasure Coast Best Live Stand-Up Comedy Show, featuring nationally recognized comedians with cabaret-style seating and food and drink table service. Buy tickets at riversidetheater.com and get ready for a night of nonstop laughs.
Hi, I'm Ryan, owner of Treasure Coast Tree and Land Services. When it comes to your property, there's a difference between some guy with a chainsaw and a certified arborist. Don't take chances with your property. Make sure your tree company is certified, licensed, and insured. Call the professionals. Treasure Coast Tree and Land Services. If you're in the IRC, call Treasure Coast Trees.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, everybody. Anna Valencia, Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. A shout out to True Color Salon and Spa. I just love Courtney and her entire team. Yes, it's worth the drive, friends, if you're not in the immediate Vero Beach area. They have nearly 7,000 square feet, and it's more than just hair. There is skincare, there is massage, there is nails, there's electrolysis, hair-free, the way to be in Florida, whoop, whoop. But they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, which is really cool because as we transition into a new season, you might want to change your color, change up the style, and if it isn't perfect and you want to tweak it, they will happily have you come back at no charge. And that says a lot about this long-standing family-owned salon that is just continuously growing, and they have a terrific team, weekend and evening hours. True Color Salon and Spa. I'm a happy customer, and I know you will be as well. Michelina's, please think of them for all of your catering needs. Yes, they are open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9, yet they do catering for all size groups, as well as it being incredibly delicious. It does not have to be exclusively Italian, my friends. So Michelina's, join them for dinner. Consider them for big events. Family holiday parties are coming up, and they will take great care of you. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, headquartered right here in the Treasure Coast, helping you with all of your heavy lifting, whether it's one piece or many across the street, state, or country, coming or going into Florida. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, we can help. It's always a free estimate, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We care about the quality of your move. We care about this community, and we hope to have the opportunity to help you when you are in need. All right. So I have in the studio Sherry Karen with Republic Services. And before we went on break, we were highlighting the fact that the convenience centers have gotten a considerable upgrade throughout Indian River County. And Republic Services really focuses on recycling for businesses of all sizes. What are some of the do's and don'ts you might want to share with our listeners as it pertains to recycling? Because I think all of us could use a little crash course, especially as we roll into this busy final quarter.
Right. I think the biggest thing is that people think that plastic bags are recyclable. And they actually can do a lot of damage to the equipment at a recycling processing center.
Oh, so, like the plastic bags, like from the grocery store?
Grocery store, your trash bags. People will store the recyclables and then throw the whole thing into a container. And actually, that's really damaging to the equipment.
Oh.
So I always tell people, I'm like, you can store it in the bags, but then
just empty it into the
loose items into your recycling. It should all be loose items. There should not be any bags for it. So So that's number one is the bags.
I feel like I'm a culprit.
Used to be you could use clear bags and they said it was okay. But actually, as the recycling centers, the processing centers become more advanced, there's a lot of non-human element that goes into those centers.
Ah.
So because of that, that's when you have to make sure that the things that are going into there, if you've ever seen where there's recycling centers, we could have a whole
Sherry. I want a field
trip. Let me tell you, we have a huge one out in Las Vegas, and I want a field trip.
Right. Sign me up, boss.
I've seen pictures, but I have not been there, and I would love to see it in person. So that's the biggest one. I think the other thing is pizza boxes. I can't believe how many times I have to say this to people. Pizza boxes are not recyclable.
What?
You just throw it in the trash. Just throw it in the trash.
Okay.
So here's the problem, because I have people tell me this too. So they're like, oh, but there was no waste on it. You know, there's no grease on it. It's completely clean. It's like a new box. Your people at the recycling center don't know that. So if they see a pizza box, they're going to have to take it out manually no matter what. Because of the fact that they don't know if there's grease in there and they don't have time to open it up and look and see. So just throw your pizza boxes on the trash.
Okay.
Some of the trash. I know.
And when we're not in a burn ban, they're great
to use for
burning. So there's that.
Yes.
I really did not know. Okay. Well, you still use cans.
That's different because those can be washed. Because the problem is, so just because you have a little bit of grease on that one pizza boxes are being thrown into a huge vat with chemicals and being made into more cardboard or paper board, whatever they're being made into, that grease will affect those chemicals.
I see.
So that's why those are not, it's not considered clean cardboard at that point. So now, see, you learned something.
I sure did, friends. Breaking news, well into my latter parts of my life, and I'm just now learning. I am that culprit.
So plastic bags, pizza boxes, and you do not need to take your caps off of your bottles. So those can go in there just as is. They do have to be empty, but they will be crushed and cleaned. So it does not matter if there's a little bit of residue or anything like that. Peanut butter jars can go in just like that. That will all be cleaned out because there are different processes.
My dog Seeger helps clean out the peanut butter jars. Know. He is committed to his recycling efforts.
Well, I appreciate that.
I can tell you my peanut butter jar is so clean. My pizza boxes, I was faulty. Oh, so there's that.
That's the three biggest things that I tell people is no plastic bags, no pizza boxes, and you can leave your caps on your bottles. That's actually better to just leave them on.
Game changer.
There you go. There's your three big things.
I dig it. Okay. Now, Republic Services, again, throughout the Treasure Coast, you really focus on recycling and recycling for businesses, right?
That's my primary goal. That's what I pretty much spend my entire day doing. Yes.
And give us a success story of a client recently. You don't have to mention their name.
So we do have several hotels who actually use the service, and they have been able to go down from an 8-yard container that was being picked up twice a week to only having a 4-yard container that's picked up twice a week. And then being able to add an 8-yard recycling container, which is significant savings in costs, probably, I would say, about 60%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge.
And I had a golf club that actually changed one of their containers. They had two containers. They changed one to recycling, and I saved him about $600 a month.
Not too shabby, friends. I can do a lot with $600. I would assume they can, too.
Yes. Yes, very I would think
nice,
so. Yeah.
Very nice. Sherry, one more time with how folks can get in touch with you as they make plans to make an effort to recycle more and save more in the latter part of 2026.
So my phone number is 772-538-9024. You can also find me on LinkedIn. It's just Sherikaran because I get that a lot.
Yes, I could see that. And ladies and gentlemen, you can jump online to TC Insider, treasurecoastinsider.us, where you can live link to our incredible sponsors. Thank you again to White Glove Moving and Storage, True Colors Salon and Spa, Union Home Mortgage, Michelina's, and of course, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. You can also take this same episode and share it with others that might want to learn more about Republic Services and the wonderful Sherry. Until next week, friends, we hope that you will tune in, and we look forward to seeing you at a future networking luncheon. Cheers.